Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio, broadcasting today out of Miami, Florida, on beautiful WWNN Radio out of Miami. I want to thank Freddie and his crew so much for all their beautiful help and support. I couldn't do this show without their help. The purpose of this show is to make this world a better place, and I know that if we all work together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. Today's show is very special. I talked to President Kennedy last night and this morning, and he gave me a long channeled speech, which he wanted to read to you all today. So I'll be reading that speech he just gave me this morning to you in just a few minutes. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world, with hundreds of thousands of listeners in over 100 countries worldwide. My shows are supported by listener contributions. It's a nonprofit program. And if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net, and there's little PayPal buttons there. It's just $5 a month or $50 for the year, and I really appreciate all your beautiful help and support. I also have two other radio shows, actually three now. I have one in San Francisco that broadcasts tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. You can listen at bbsradio.com if you click on the purple button for live on radio on BBS Radio 1 tomorrow, you'll be able to listen to me. My guest tomorrow is a special mystery guest, very famous guest, who's coming on the first hour. And the second hour will be more messages on our beautiful, bright future from President Kennedy and other great spirits. So it should be a good show, and I hope you can all listen. In 2018, I wrote a book called Messages from the Masters, and the book itself contains many messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, Robert F. Kennedy, Benjamin Franklin, Nikolai Tesla, Abraham Lincoln, and many other great spirits on our beautiful, bright future. It's filled with nothing but positivity for our future. And in contrast to what we get today in today's media, it's a breath of fresh air, I think. It's a ray of sunshine, like the sunshine coming on my side of my face here. But if you'd like a copy, it's just $20 and includes a reading from yours truly. If you'd like a copy, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me or text me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. It's a great book, and I hope you enjoy it. The book includes a very interesting newspaper article that was published in New Zealand on November 23rd, 1963. Now, that date is significant because of the dateline change between New Zealand and the United States. The article was actually published when President Kennedy was still very much alive in the United States. The story about Oswald assassinating President Kennedy was released by the U.S. Embassy on November 22nd in New Zealand, which is 1963, which is actually November 21st here in the United States. President Kennedy on November 21st was still very much alive. He was in Washington, D.C. And it's an amazing article because it shows that the people who say that there was a conspiracy behind the JFK assassination is actually true. But at any rate, if you'd like a copy of that newspaper article, along with my book, it comes with free with the book, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com. It's a long story how I got the article. A couple of years ago, I'd heard about the article from a film on the JFK assassination by Oliver Stone. And there's a scene in the movie where Kevin Costner is picking up a newspaper, and the date is November 23rd, 1963, when President Kennedy is still alive in the United States. And he picks up the paper, and it talks all about the assassination of President Kennedy and how Oswald had done it and everything. Problem is, President Kennedy was still very much alive, and he realized then it was the whole story about Oswald shooting President Kennedy was a complete fabrication. If you look at the article itself, if you read it, it says there's three shooters that shot three shots and three shooters who shot President Kennedy, not one, not Oswald. And even though it mentions Oswald, there's contradictions in the article that says, on one hand, it says that Oswald shot President Kennedy, and then it says there's three shooters. And so it's a very interesting article. If you'd like a copy of that article, it comes with my book. You can order my book. There's a web link you can go to at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can find all the information there. But it's a fascinating part of history, and if you'd like a copy, just send it to me. My book, Messages from the Masters, about our positive, bright future, can also be ordered at that link as well, at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, by just clicking on miscellaneous, and you'll see the book there along with some other things. The book is being translated now into Spanish and will be available, should be available toward at the end of the year or early next year. My book has also been translated into German in Germany, and it'll be published in German and in English within probably early next year after all this stuff is over with the virus. I'm also offering these beautiful, they're what's called 528 Hertz tuning forks. And when you hit one, I'll hit one now on the air to show you how it works. This is a 528 Hertz tuning fork. And the tuning fork itself is calibrated to the frequency of love. So for those of you who'd like, always wanted to know what the frequency of love is like, well, it's 528 Hertz. And there's a crystal that goes along with it that I also goes with the crystal. The crystal itself is from Mount Shasta, and it's infused full of love and light from Lemuria, or the civilization beneath Mount Shasta. And when you hit both these together, there's this sound of love, the vibration of love. I'm going to do this twice more. All of you interested in having some love today to boost your day or start off on a, to maybe lift you up, lift your spirits up, just listen to this and it'll really help. It'll boost your energies and make you feel much better. Anyway, if you'd like one of these, just visit my link at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on miscellaneous and all the ordering information is there. So the crystals themselves, I get at Mount Shasta, and I always take them to the entrance to Telos and the Hollow Earth at Mount Shasta. And the priest from Mount Shasta, from Lemuria, blessed the crystals. So you have this infusion of love energy in the crystals themselves. And when you hit the crystal with the 528 love tuning fork, you get a boost of good energy. So if you'd like some good energy, just let me know. There's a civilization beneath Mount Shasta called Telos there. It's a city of 1.3 million people. They exist in the fifth dimension. In the higher dimensions beneath Mount Shasta. They're about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta. I've been there many times. And it's what we're headed for. The planet now is shifting into the fifth dimension. Mount Shasta is the first place on the planet which will be shifting into the fifth dimension. That process will be completed within the next couple of months. It's now somewhere about 4.4 in the dimensional scale. We exist in the rest of the planet in third dimension. Mount Shasta exists now in the fourth dimension, a little bit above fourth. And the people of Telos exist in the fifth dimension. There are 12 dimensions with the highest dimension. The 12th dimension is where God or the Supreme Being resides. And we are headed there. We've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this moment for tens of thousands of years. And what's interesting is that this month here in November and December of next month, my spirit friends and guides and the others say that this particular month now and next month will be some of the most difficult months in human history. So hang on. It might get a little rough, but things will get better. And we have a very beautiful and bright future ahead of us, especially for our children. Our children will be growing up in a fifth dimensional society, where war and conflict and disharmony will be a thing of the past, and people will truly live together as one. And I myself am looking forward to it. I've been here 52,000 years, or two Mayan Ketun cycles. You might ask, well, what's a Mayan Ketun cycle? Well, I'm glad you asked, because a Mayan Ketun cycle is the amount of time it takes for this solar system to revolve around the central sun of this galaxy, which is 25,800 years. Now, I've been here for two of those cycles. I've been here a long time. I've been waiting approximately 52,000 years for this planet to start its ascension, and it's happening now. The ascension of planet Earth actually started in September 2016, when what's called the Schumann resonance doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. It's now shifted in many parts of the planet above 500 hertz and approaching 1,000 hertz. And as it goes higher and higher, as they say here in the United States, a rising tide lifts all boats. And so that's what we're seeing now with the higher and higher vibrations. Since 528 hertz in this tuning fork is the frequency of love, as the vibrations go higher, we will be entering into a frequency of love here on this planet. So it's an amazing time to be alive. And I'm so happy you're all listening today. There's a great spiritual awakening happening now on the planet. And this virus, or whatever you want to call it, is an attempt by some negative entities to stop our ascension, which will fail. And it will fail because this planet is destined to shift into the higher dimensions. Now, most planets in this galaxy, or in this universe actually, when they shift to the higher dimensions, they'll go from third dimension to fourth and spend maybe a couple hundred thousand years in fourth dimension before they move on to fifth. Well, because our evolution has been stymied and stopped for so long, we were supposed to shift into the fifth dimension, fourth and then fifth dimension in the 1960s under President Kennedy, but we didn't because he was assassinated and taken out. We went on another negative timeline, but that's not coming back because Mother Earth has finally started to shift on her own into the higher dimensions. She's tired of waiting for us all to shift into these higher dimensions. And actually, if you look at the solar system, the entire solar system is shifting into these higher dimensions. Now, you may want to ask, well, what happens to negative people who don't want to shift into these higher dimensions? Very simple. They've been given another planet on the other side of this solar system. I don't know if there's a name for it yet, but it's an Earth-like planet in the lower part of the third dimension. And they will be going to that planet as well. For people who absolutely don't want to change, they'll be there for about 26,000 years, to be exact. It's 25,800 years before they'll be given another chance to ascend. Now, that's a long time. To me, anyway, it's a long time. But for some people who don't want to change or are just simply not awake, they will be going there. And I wish them well. As my friend, Professor Albert Einstein has said, matter once created is never destroyed. It's simply transformed into something else. And so they'll be there to learn their lessons, and I wish them well. I'll be going to Mount Shasta next year several times in June and then in August. And if you'd like to come, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can check out more information on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and clicking the miscellaneous or spiritual trips tab. Mount Shasta is an amazing place. When I was there about a month ago, we had many miracle healings occur. Several people had their eyesight restored. One lady had farsighted blurry vision and she was restored to 20/20 vision, crystal clear. Another lady recently had Lyme's disease and she was completely that Lyme disease was gone after the trip, and she's perfectly healthy now. A lot of miracle healings happen there, and they're aided by the people of Telos, as well as the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are a human civilization in the fifth dimension. They have 2.5 million ships now around this planet. They are just like us. They look just like us, except perhaps they're maybe they're a little... they just look like us, except that maybe perhaps they're a little taller. Other than that, they look human just like us. If you saw them on the street in Miami or elsewhere, you wouldn't think anything else because they are just like us, except they're in a higher dimensions. They don't eat meat, and they also communicate telepathically as well. They do have a language. The language itself sounds like Cherokee or Native American language, and it's a very beautiful, beautiful language. If you've ever had a chance to listen to it, and I have, the language itself spoken out in this part of the universe is called Standard Galactic. Standard Galactic sounds like Cherokee. It sounds like the Pleiadian. It's very similar. But if you know any Native American languages here in the United States, you'll be able to speak Standard Galactic. The Native American, especially Americans among the Hopi and Navajo, all came from the Pleiades. And so their language also came from the Pleiades as well, many thousands of years ago. And it's fascinating to draw that parallel. Standard Galactic is like English here on this planet, where English is sort of like a lingua franca of this planet. And Standard Galactic is also a very powerful and easy way to communicate with other extraterrestrial groups here in this galaxy. One of the reasons why I like the Hopi so much is because they're very spiritual people, and they have a lot of ancient wisdom. And I wanted, if I could, read this. It's a reminder of Hopi prophecies for these present times. And I want to thank Naomi, my friend Naomi in Orlando, Florida, for sending me this beautiful bit of prophecy or passages from the Hopi elders for these times. And I'll read you what they say. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. This is from the Hopi elders. Now you must go back and tell people that this is the hour. A few things we want you to consider. First off, where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in the right relationship? Where is your water? Know your garden, and it's time to speak your truth. Create your own spiritual community and be good to one another. Do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. The river is flowing very fast. It is so great and swift, there are those who will be afraid, and they will try to hold on to the shore. And instead, go with the flow and feel what's right to you in your heart. We at this time in history, we are to take nothing personally. Go with the flow. All we do now must be done in a sacred manner, and we are in celebration. This is a time we've been waiting. Some of us have been waiting, like myself, for 52,000 years. Of all the years in humanity's history, during those 52,000 years, my spirit friends tell me, this period from 2015 to 2030 will be some of the most tumultuous and stressful years in humanity's future. And of all those years, 2020 is about the most, one of the most strenuous, stressful years. And of 2020, November and December of this year, my spirit friends on the other side say it's going to be one of the most stressful years. So just hang in there. Things will get better, much better by January. And I do time travel quite a bit. And I've seen into the future. I've traveled to both March of next year and July and August. And by March, we will be, things will be much better. Many of the government leaders we have today will either have lost their positions or be in jail for election fraud, among other things. But I don't want to dwell too much on the negative today, because we are in a very beautiful and positive time for the planet. And I want people to celebrate that and accentuate and look on the positive rather than on the negative. One of the people I help through my programs are the beautiful Hopi Indians in Arizona. The Hopi are actually from the Pleiades. And you can see that in the way they look at life and the world. And one of the things that they've been dealing with recently is a lack of food on the reservation. A lot of their food supplies have been cut, and also so they've been starving, not getting enough food. So I've been raising money for food for the Hopi. 100% of all contributions go right to the Hopi Indians and for food for the people on the reservation. And if you're interested in donating, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, this link at www.outofthisworldreadings.com, and hit on miscellaneous, and you'll see a little tab there for the Hopi. Now, the other part of the Hopi is that they've been drinking arsenic and radiation contaminated water for, believe it or not, for the last 60 or 70 years. And one of the problems is that they used, many years ago, they used to have wonderful clean water But several mining companies have come in during the last 60 to 70 years, and they've pumped out water out of the aquifer for both the Hopi and the Navajo Indians, and they pumped it out and they used it for their mining activities, with the result that many mining the people there in the Hopi have to go very, very deep to the very bottom of the aquifer. And unfortunately, when they do that, the water is completely full of radiation and arsenic as well. People may be shocked to realize this, but the average longevity of people on the Hopi reservation for men is only 44 years, and for women, it's only 54 years. Where the average longevity of people in the United States is something like 78 or 80 years. Why the discrepancy? It's because poor nutrition, poor diet, and especially poor water. I mean, when you're drinking radioactive and arsenic-flavored water your whole life, you're not going to live very long. I personally found this situation totally intolerable. So several years ago, I've been raising monies to buy clean water filters for the Hopi. And if you'd like to contribute to this effort, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the miscellaneous tab. And you can click on the Hopi there and find out more information. 100% of all monies go totally to either clean water or to food for the Hopi. And there's also we've gotten help from a foundation from a wonderful fellow named Leon McLaughlin at the Clean Water Foundation of Washington. And if you donate there for clean water filters for the Hopi, $125 buys a beautiful clean water filter for the Hopi that'll last many years, so they can drink clean water. Your contribution to the Clean Water Foundation of Washington is tax deductible because they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, federal organization. You can make a tax deductible contribution to Clean Water Foundation of Washington at Clean Water Foundation, 8848 Stone Avenue North, Suite 201, Seattle, Washington, 98103. You can also visit their website at cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org, and you can get more information there. Or you can call Liam McLaughlin, my good friend, who's in charge of the Clean Water Foundation, at 206-228-6836. That's 206-228-6836. He's a wonderful man. Also, I have to thank Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Moto Peace Project. She's been donating a lot of her time and effort too to raise money for the Hopi for clean water and food, as well as, of course, my good friend Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network in Seattle, who's also been donating a lot of her time and efforts and money to raising money for both food, clean water and food for the Hopi. And I know that if we all work together, we will create a much better and happier world. One of the things that's fascinating from the Hopi is that they have a rock on the reservation called the Prophecy Rock. And if you want, you can look it up on the web. And the rock itself has two lines. One line is a straight line that goes all the way around the rock, and it's into five sections. Each section represents a different dimension. And some of the Hopi elders say that we are now entering the line of the fifth dimension on the lower line, which is straight around the rock. That represents the line of our future if we live in peace, harmony, and love with each other, if we treat the planet right and treat each other with respect and love. There's another line just above that line that's a little bit higher, and it goes up in a 45 degree angle, and it zigzags and stop at the fifth section. And that represents what will happen to our civilization. It will end if we continue to fight with one another and argue and treat each other with disrespect and disharmony. So I think the choices are pretty clear. Everyone listening to this show, probably all of you, I'm sure, wants to make this world a much better and happier place. And you want the lower line where everyone lives in peace and harmony, lives for many thousands of years in a state of peace and love for the planet. I know it's possible. And I think this is very trying times for all of us because we are being put to the test today regarding our future. Now, one of the things I have is a speech from President Kennedy and many lessons many messages as well. I have from Benjamin Franklin and George Washington, the founder, of course, of this great country. So I'm going to go over their messages now. They gave them to me this morning and last night. I'll just read them off now. The first thing I'll do is to is messages from President John F. Kennedy. And it's a bit of a long speech, but he wants me to share it with you today. So I'm going to go ahead and share his speech and then give you messages from other great spirits, including President George Washington, who I'm in regular contact with, and Benjamin Franklin. President Kennedy told me this morning, this appears to be a setback with the elections, but it may open the door and bring good things to light. Good things comes many times. Good things comes out of bad things. He said that negative people are put here to bring awareness of growth to everyone, to see the difference between light and dark. It helps their karma and everyone else's karma if you're seeing it on a large scale. People need to know that we have a very bright and beautiful future ahead of us. The U.S. is witnessing the Constitution being played out, but they say it's being played out right now improperly because of the bipartisan arguments between the Republicans and Democrats is reaching an extreme. President Kennedy and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin all say that the Constitution and they never established the United States to intend that we have partisan battles over whether you're Republican or Democrat. The country was created to create to create peace, harmony, and a beautiful future for all of us here in this country, and by extension, the world as well, and not to have this arguing and fighting constantly. According to President Kennedy, the peace, harmony, and prosperity of this current time will lead us into this new fifth dimensional new earth, and we are going there now. It's inevitable. This is, as Data has said many times on Star Trek, resistance is futile, and we definitely have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. But on the other hand, President Kennedy said that with these elections going on now and a lot of challenges we're facing here in the United States and elsewhere, this is why it's been brought to a head to further the growth of the planet. This is a huge growth time for everyone. People are realizing that, for example, the mass media doesn't tell you the truth. And so everyone will have to find the truth on their own. But it's very important, all my spirit friends say that there's two ways to reach the truth. One is through your logical third dimensional mind, and the second way is through your heart mind. And if you use your heart mind always, your intuition will lead you to God and you'll never make a wrong choice. So that's what the other message they're giving today. They said to be very careful, John F. Kennedy is saying, of the mass media because they force negativity on the people. And but people should learn from this and to think for themselves on what they truly want for our country and what they allow and what they will want to live with in the future for a beautiful, bright planet. And plain fare as well. President Kennedy has said that people are learning that they can accept anything as long as it's fair. If the elections are perceived as being unfair, manipulated, they won't accept that. But I think people will come to this conclusion. It's our destiny, he said. The United States should be a country where everyone has a voice and everyone has a choice. And he said, make sure that you choose wisely. He said also that your thoughts affect the entire whole as well. Continue to keep your thoughts in the right place, in the right space, and things will be revealed and the highest and the light will win over. The light, he said, is always stronger than the dark. And so we are on a path to lightness now and not of darkness. You all together are much more powerful than you realize. And use that power for good and the good will prevail, he says. Work is to to stand together as one, and you will succeed. What's troubling, he said, about the partisan battles going on now between the different political parties is that it doesn't lead anywhere. All it does is lead to negativity and is stuck, so we don't have love and compassion for humanity. He said, hold on to your dreams and ideals, because we have a beautiful, and think of what you want for our country, and it will be brought into fruition. The problem with our media is that they constantly focus in on the negative, and they almost want us to have a terrible future full of conflict and strife and arguments and disaster. I don't know anyone who wants a rotten future for the United States or the world. All of my friends, and I know for a fact that I want a beautiful, bright future for our planet. So he said, let's all work together for that goal and think positive about the future rather than dwelling on the negative that the mass media loves to dwell on. He said also, stand tall and stay strong and be positive about the future, because we can all do this together and make America the great place it was founded to be. That's a very profound statement. He also said, this is a time to come together and not to argue and have mass separations. Good things will happen. Just remain steadfast and vigilant and think for yourself. Don't let the media tell you how to think, because we all have the God, spark of God within us, and we know the answers. Often, if I have a difficult decision to make, I will go to my heart mind and trust my intuition. And when you ask guidance from the spirits and God and the angels, the first answer you get is always usually the correct one, not the second one. And he also said, President Kennedy said, also demand the truth and let go of any kind of preconceived labels or opinions. He said, things will change for the better through this, and we will learn many good lessons. No matter which way this election goes, the integrity will strengthen for the people of this great country. And people are understanding integrity more and more and loving the truth. People don't want to be lied to anymore. That's all they want is the truth. And I know we can handle it. These messages, there are people who are not people, or people who are not living in the truth. But this will help. He said that these words will help wake people up. There is power and energy in these words, and it will create doubt and question for those who are not living in the truth. But this is, as we shift in this fifth dimension, higher dimensions, people will be forced to live in the truth. And one of the things that I found, I was told years ago that things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false, and then fall by the wayside. And we're going to be seeing that with the elections being closely examined now in the coming months. I think people will be surprised to know that our votes have been manipulated, not only this election, but for many elections going back many decades. We deserve better than we have. But the other thing too is that I'm getting the message is that we need to find compassion for the planet, and know that there are good times coming for all of us. The other thing too is that don't be frustrated with people. Give them compassion and love even when they disagree with you, because you can't expect others to react in the same way you react or to think the same way you think on different things. Everyone has a voice. We're all sparks of God, and we have all of our own opinions, and everyone should respect others' opinions. President Kennedy also was telling me that this right now, these 2 months, believe it or not, the choices you make will affect humanity's future for tens of thousands of years, for thousands of years, if not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of years. So it's a very critical point in history. A couple of months ago, I was talking to Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and George Washington, and they all said that they would do anything that they could to trade places right now and be part of this beautiful evolution that what's happening now. They know it's a tough time, but they know also that it's all up to us to create a much better and happier world, and we are making the right changes to do that. The choices you make now will not only affect your life path, but humanity's life path for many, many years to come. I know it's not easy for people to send love and compassion to those who disagree with them, but that's what we need to do, according to all of my spirit friends. Let's not make it worse with negative thoughts and actions against those who you disagree with, but rather with love and compassion. One of the things that I've always admired about the Dalai Lama of Tibet is that he's always given a lot of compassion and understanding and love to the Chinese, of course, who decimated their culture, taken over Tibet, killed many Tibetans. But he still gives them a lot of compassion and love, which I think, and taken the high road, which I think is the best way to handle any situation, especially one now where there's so much arguing between the different political parties. And after all, we all have the spark of God within us, and we all can agree that we want to make this world a better place. So they're just saying, what's the problem? Why argue? One thing that President Kennedy has told me many times is that once you realize that we all have the spark of God within us, then we will all treat each other with the love and compassion that we need to do. This is a learning experience for us. Many of us, including myself, have waited over 50,000 years for this moment in human history. And so it's an amazing time to be alive. Many of us, including myself, was also present during the Atlantean times. Back then, about 12,500 years ago, there was a small group of people who wanted to take over the planet. They used a crystalline and nuclear technology to blow up much of planet Earth. They ended up destroying Atlantis, Lemuria, and much of the planet. And we had to start all over again. The pyramids actually were built by survivors from Atlantis many thousands of years ago. And if you look at history, you can see remnants of the Atlantean civilization in various parts of the world as well. So anyway, but many of those entities who were during the Atlantean time, oh my goodness, you can see the light coming on my face now. It's really increased. I think it's the angels coming in. Anyway, they're all here and the great spirits. But anyway, there's a lot to be learned from this, because many of those same spirits who were here 12,500 years ago during the time Atlantis are now back again, and they're here to help make this planet. For those spirits who were there in Atlantis and have learned their lessons, they're here to make this planet a better place. There are, however, spirits who are still sticking to the old ways, and they want to bring us back to stop our evolution with hatred and violence. It's not going to work, because this planet is destined to ascend. Mother Earth decreed back in the Supreme Being and Mother Earth decided back in September 2016 that this planet, she was going to ascend, and she wasn't going to wait any longer. Sorry, we've given her Gaia's opinion of humanity on this planet. Listen, I've given you guys enough time. It's time now for the ascension of the planet, and we're going to go ahead and start ascending. You can either come along with me or not. So, and it's what's interesting is that the rest of the solar system is having the same effect as well. It's hard for people perhaps to understand, some people who aren't awake. Many people are stuck in the lower densities, but it is a time of truth, and it's going to be increasingly hard for people who are not in the truth to hide the truth of what they're really doing. Because as we ascend into these higher dimensions, people will be communicating telepathically. Language will become secondary. So let's say you're in a courtroom and you have a criminal defendant, and this fellow says that he didn't commit the crime. All the judge in the future will be able to need to do is you'll just look at him, read his mind, and he'll tell instantaneously whether he's telling the truth or not. And if he's telling the truth, of course he'll be let go. And with the net result that in the future crime will drop down to almost nothing here in the United States and around the planet, because you won't be able to hide from it. You won't be able to hide from God, as my spirit friends say, which will be truly an amazing time. Think of if you're married, for example, and you suspect that your spouse may be cheating or have a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, you could just look at them, read their mind, and tell instantaneously whether they're telling the truth. How would y'all like to live in a society like that? I know I would. And so the politicians and government leaders and leaders of different corporations here in America and around the world, if they don't tell the truth, that information will come out to the public. And this is a very important time for the planet, because things are getting to be well known, much greater than you think. And it'll be very difficult to hide the truth from anyone about anything in the future. Many people are stuck in the lower densities, but as President Kennedy has told me many times, we're here to raise frequencies and bring as many people along as we can. As President Kennedy has said, let no one leave no neighbor behind, which I thought is just fascinating. But he's right. I when I talked to him about this about a month ago, I talked to him on a regular basis, and he said to me about a month ago, he said, "Ted, leave no neighbor behind. And could you please give that message out?" So I said, "Okay," but it's difficult, as you know. And the other thing too, he told me, if you want to affect powerful spiritual change, you can look no further than your family. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because often I get the question of people coming to me saying, "Well, how can I make this world a better place?" And I say, "Well," and he said, "Look no further than your family." So if you have difficult family members, try to give them love and compassion, because what's going to be happening in the coming months, a lot of the information will be coming out, not only about the election fraud and how the votes were manipulated unfairly, but also about the deep underground bases and about the children being rescued. Now, many people don't know about this, but for the last couple of decades, there's been these underground bases where I don't want to get too much into negativity today, but where they've held women, men, and children, especially children, as captives for their own nefarious purposes. And those bases underneath the surface of the planet are being taken out now. The children and people there are being rescued. And the full information about this should be coming out in the next couple of months. When it does, I think people will be just totally amazed about it. And they'll be asking questions too about how this happened. And it'll be worse than the concentration camps in Nazi Germany during World War II. So anyway, that's coming. I don't want to dwell on it today, but it is coming. And it's part of this truth that is coming out. Getting back to President Kennedy, he said, what people should do in this country now is to send out as much love and compassion as possible. They know it's not easy, but people can unite, and we need to do that, because we all are, we all have the spark of the Creator within us, and we all want a better planet. And what President Kennedy said also is that let's not make this situation worse with the elections with negative thoughts and action. And he says he knows that that's not easy to do, but at least try. He also said that humanity needs to help everyone. And if you have true compassion, you will not leave anyone behind. As I mentioned before, I really admire the Dalai Lama with his compassion, understanding, and forgiveness with what the Chinese have done to his poor Tibet. But one of the things that the Dalai Lama has said is that compassion is one of the highest values one can attain. And Jesus has also said, he came into me this morning, I was talking to him, he said, total compassion. Please have total compassion, because people often don't know what they are doing. And there's a lot coming down for us, and people have to realize that we've all chosen to be here, and we all have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. This whole thing with the virus was created in a laboratory, of course. It was intentionally released, and we've been having a lot of problems with that. But I know this will be ending soon. So everyone, one of the most important things my spirit friends tell me is to keep your immune system up. And that's through good eating, good rest, you want to get exercise as much as you can. But know that if you can keep your immune system up, you will. That's one of the best defenses, they say, in fortifying yourself from the virus. Finally, there's some final messages I wanted to give from my great spirit friends. There's quite a bit they told me this morning and last night. And the first thing, this was from John F. Kennedy, George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, and many other great presidents, and Ben Franklin. They said, thank you for giving me these messages. We're very concerned about the future of the United States and the world, but we have your back and we are helping you as much as possible from the other side. And we know you will be successful. The light always wins over the dark. So even though it may be, as they said in the Mamas and Papas, that this is my quote, not theirs, the darkest hour is always just before dawn. So it is just before dawn now, my friends. Dawn will be in January. And if you can just hold on a little less than 2 months, things will get much better. And I know it will. This plan to derail humanity from the ascension has been in place, I think, for many decades, and it's a time to remain strong and vigilant, and we're being know that we're being helped. Let's see here. There are things to learn for everyone. The Earth itself is like a big Earth school where we are all here to learn lessons. And we all now have to have the virtue and patience for everyone on this planet. This is needed for the vibrational change. One of the things which I found fascinating this morning, which I didn't realize George Washington was telling me about, to ascend into the fifth dimension, we need to all work on our virtues or ethics. Many of us, for example, will do anything for money, but that's not going to work as the planet shifts. We have to treat everyone with integrity. And because if we don't, it won't work anymore in this new higher dimension. And many people, as they face the truth about themselves and their choices, will be forced to look at these things. The final thing that they said is that stay focused on the positive and not the negative. Keep up the vibrational image by remembering that we all have a destiny here to create a much better and happier planet. One of the things too is that they said that the U.S. Constitution was angelically created. It wasn't. It was created by many angels and higher dimensional beings to create a paradise here on Earth. And we need to follow that. It's amazing how the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, has remained constant all these years. It was written more than 200 years ago, and yet it's as strong and powerful as it was back in 1776 when it was first written and put into effect by the founders of our great country. And so I want everyone to remember that. One of the things that John F. Kennedy, he said to me this morning, he said, to remember about his Ask Not speech. And if I can remember the words correctly, I'll play it here in a few minutes, is to ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that's, I think that's very, very important and powerful message. All of us, it's not sometimes the biggest things that you can do, but the smallest things. For example, if you see a homeless person on the street who's having a hard time, I know a lot of people have lost their jobs with this pandemic and the artificial shutting down of the economy. Give them some compassion and love because they need it. One of the things I do is that if I see a homeless person on the street, I might give them a couple bucks or words of encouragement. There's always social service agencies available, and many churches or those not shut down can give help to people as well. One of the most important things in life people can do is to do the small things for people. I wanted to share with you this story that there was a fellow named Garnet Schultheiser, a Canadian lawyer, who was at one of my conferences. I have a conference every year called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And I had one a couple of years ago here in 2018, or 17. And the story he related at my conference was just amazing. He'd been a corporate lawyer for many years for this firm up in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, won millions of dollars in cases against for his clients. But the most important case he ever had was not the millions of dollars he made for his clients in Calgary. It was this one little time where he spent 30 minutes with a homeless lady who unfortunately ended up making some wrong choices in her life and losing her job and losing her family. And she's living on the streets in Calgary. And Calgary is a cold place in the wintertime. And in the spring, he sat down next to her on this park bench and he gave her 30 minutes of advice to tell her to try to get her life back on track, that life is very beautiful, that there are higher spiritual forces out there and a supreme being or God, if you will, that will help her and the angels will help her. And that one little speech he gave her for 30 minutes helped her get back on track. And when she saw him again a couple of years later, she was remarried, had a beautiful new family, had a great career going, gone back to school, and it was like amazing night and day difference. So if you can give somebody compassion and love and good advice about all the benefits about being alive now and all the opportunities still available, even with this pandemic in place, it'll really, really help them. And you know, a lot of times people, money's good to have, of course. But if you don't give them money, give them some words of encouragement and try to make them feel better about their lives. Because that one little speech that fellow gave to that homeless lady in Calgary, Alberta, some years ago, changed her life completely. And so that's what I try to do too. If I see somebody homeless on the street, I either give them a couple of bucks and even if I once asked my foster mother about this, and I said, well, what if they use it for drugs or alcohol? And then her answer was, well, so what? What if they do use it for drugs or alcohol? That's their choice. You've helped them. That's what, you know, of course, God wants you to do. So that's to remember to follow your heart and try to make this world a better place. Many of the people today destroying American cities, the downtown areas, don't know what they're doing, and they're to be looked at with compassion and love. I know that's tough, especially if you're a business owner and you've got somebody throwing Molotov cocktails through your windows or destroying your business. Many other cities, as you know, have had their police departments defunded, so there's very little law enforcement to help people out. But just remember to send as much love and compassion to these people as possible, because as Jesus has said, they don't know what they're doing. But so it's always good to take the high road and remember that we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. This is the, as I've said before, this is the most difficult time in human history for many thousands of years. And it's going to be this month and next month as things play out. And so I want everyone to remember that and know that you have a beautiful and bright future for your children and children's children. And we're all just in the middle of it now, and we're all trying to cope with it. But just remember that things will get better. Like I've said, I've time traveled into the future. By March, things will start lightening up by January. In March, many of the political leaders we have now will be in jail for their various crimes, including election fraud. And we will have actually be a new normal next year. It'll be like the past, where people will continue with their lives, but it'll be on a new positive note, with many negative elements being removed from the planet because they're not supposed to be here anymore. I want to finish up today with John F. Kennedy's Ask Not speech. This was part of his inaugural speech back in January of 1961. And again, it's prophetic speech. And it's one that people always remember. It's a short speech. It's less than a minute long. But I want to play that now. And at the request of President Kennedy, he thanks you all for being here today and for helping to make this world a better place. He said that if we all realize that we have the spark of the supreme being or God within us, we won't go out and hurt each other, because if you just hurt each other, you're just hurting yourself. And with that, I'd like to play this segment now from the Ask Not speech from President Kennedy. And from President Kennedy, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, John Quincy Adams, and all the presidents of the United States, keep up, keep Keep up your good work. Remember, we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and they love you all. And we're also being helped from the other side. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. My website is www.outofthisworld1150.com. And thank you again so much for listening. Bye-bye, everyone. Until next Friday. Bye-bye.